The review article titled Beyond Acute Infection: Mechanisms Underlying Post-Acute Sequelae of COVID-19 was authored by Adi Kari and Madhumajed All from La Trobe University in Victoria, Australia. It was published in the Medical Journal of Australia on the 4th of November, 2024. The global prevalence of long COVID ranges from 9% to 81%. In Australia, 5 to 10% of 11.8 million confirmed cases experience post-acute sequelae of COVID-19, with 14.2% in Victoria. Despite these statistics, post-acute sequelae of COVID-19's mechanisms remain complex and not fully understood. This review analyzes nearly 100 global studies between 2020 to 2023 on symptoms, diagnostics, and pathophysiology of post-acute sequelae of COVID-19 while identifying critical research gaps. Post-acute sequelae of COVID-19 results from multiple biological mechanisms, with immune dysregulation being a major factor. Persistent inflammation affects multiple organs, including the central nervous system. The SARS-CoV-2 virus can infect brain cells, which could lead to neuronal and glial cell fusion. Even without direct invasion, prolonged cytokine activity, microglial activation, and reduced neurogenesis contribute to neurological symptoms. Central nervous system targeting autoantibodies suggest an autoimmune component to the neurological disruption. The gut microbiome is also highly vulnerable due to the abundance of ACE2 receptors, making the intestine a SARS-CoV-2 viral reservoir. This can disrupt the gut barrier, cause mucosal inflammation, and lead to a leaky gut. These changes drive fatigue, metabolic issues, and cardiovascular dysfunction. Post-acute sequelae of COVID-19 is associated with type 2 diabetes and inflammatory bowel disease. The virus may also impair mitochondrial function, as seen in ME/CFS, potentially linked to Epstein-Barr virus reactivation. Persistent activation of primary immune cells like neutrophils and monocytes is found in post-acute sequelae of COVID-19. Continued activation of adaptive immune cells, T and B cells, drive prolonged inflammation. Type 1 and 2 interferons, exhausted T cells, and viral reactivation suggest ongoing immune dysregulation. The SARS-CoV-2 virus may trigger autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and systemic lupus erythematosus, particularly in genetically predisposed individuals. Based on the analysis by the authors, further research is needed to clarify neurological dysfunction, gut dysbiosis, immune dysregulation, and autoimmunity. Additionally, extended studies should track symptom persistence, risk factors, and potential treatments.